Okay, we're on Kaf Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. Okay, so we said in the Mishnah that Kohen Gadol Shemes, the Mincha is Kreva Mishal Tzibur, and Rabbi Yehuda said it's Mishal Yorshim. So the Rebbe Bar Mamo Bar, he asked the following question. He said, L'chura Machlifa Shitase de Rabbi Shimon. It seems to be a stira in the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Tama Namar Mishal Yorshim. In the Mishnah, it's brought down, we saw this. It's nigh based in that when the Kohen Gadol dies, so you bring the Mincha Mishal Tzibur. Okay, so it's mashma that mikaradin. It's really pasha shel yorshim. It's only the tanai beis din that you bring of the tzibur. The tanai beis. I would rather over here hacha. And what we saw yesterday, the brisa, as we said, Rabbi Shimon Omer, ein aba el mishel tzibur shnemar chok olam. We saw yesterday. So he says that it's a chok olam, it's a pasuk in the Torah. So he learns that deraisa, it comes from a tzibur. So what is it? Is it tanai beisin that it comes from a tzibur? Or is it deraisa that it comes from a tzibur? So, yeah, I know, I had the same problem. I don't understand it either. We have Tanakhama, we have Rabbi Yehuda, but then I don't know. But it's a steer in Rabbi Shimon. Good question, I had the same problem. Okay, so there's different answers, different girsas or whatever. But first of all, he says, Amar Chia Bar, he says, Velo Yausu Maksha. He says, it's not a good question. So Asa, and came Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, and he said the answer is as following. Rabbi Abahu, Bishem Rabbi Yochanan, says, really, Devar Torah, who? Yeah, really, like we said, Chok Olam, it's supposed to come from the Tzibur. That's true. However, Ha'isi Omer, Yigbula, according to the Girsa we're using, Vitkinu, Shetehe Ba Mitrim Asalishka. Meaning, that, that the Pshat's like this, that yes, the Torah says, Chok Olam, you have to bring it from the Tzibur. So what was this Takana of this coming from the Tzibur? Because if it was only from the Torah, I might think, and it's just to clarify basically what the Torah holds, because I might think that according to the Torah, Mishal Tzibur means from each individual. And now we go to knock on everybody's door and say, okay, we need to, the Kohen Gadol died, we have to, until we have a new replacement, we have to have a Minchas Chavitin, so please give some money for it. And we go there from every individual. Therefore, along comes this Takana space in that no, you don't go from each individual, you take it from Lishka. From the Alishka, Trumas Alishka. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan Bai, Rabbi Yochanan had the following suffix. Mao, when we said, also if you remember, that, okay, it comes from the Tzibur, we also learned yesterday that it comes Shlema. Okay, now we're clearing, what does it mean it comes Shlema? Shlema B'Shachari, does that mean Shlema B'Shachari is B'Shlema Bein Arbaim? Does that mean that it's brought twice? Shlema once in the morning, once in the evening? No, it just means you don't bring it in two halves, you bring it whole once. But not that you bring it whole twice, whole in the morning, whole in the evening. That's the question. And then, meaning that even, it's like saying imtim salomar, and even if you want to say that maybe it's shalom in the morning and shalom in the evening, take out the gears of dichtiv min chastami, then we have another question. What about Shloshalugin? That the Kohen Gadol brings with the Mincha, Minchas Kavit, he has to bring three lug of Shemen. So normally he brings a lug and a half in the morning, lug and a half in the evening. But now what about here, Mahain, in this situation, when the Kohen Gadol died? Do we bring the Shloshalugim again, Shloshalugim Shacharis and Shloshalugim Bin Arbaim? Just like we said by the Imlintim Tzilomar that you bring the whole Mincha Shalim twice. So maybe you bring the Shloshalugim twice. Or maybe not. Maybe it doesn't have the same din as the mincha de solot that you bring full twice, but rather usual lugumechta shacharis and lugumechta bin arbaim. That was the question. And now we have a third question. Amar Rabbi Chizkiya, of Hada Tzricha Layin. And here you have to ask the following suffix as well, another one. What about Shnei Kumtzin? Here's different ways of learning as well. So we'll take the word the Levona. It's talking about the Levona, like the frankincense, right, that the Kohen God also brings with the Mincha. He normally brings a Kometz in the morning and a Kometz in the evening. Again, same thing here. Mahe, what about the Shnei Kumtzin? Is it Shnei Kumtzin B'Shacharit who Shnei Kumtzin Ben Arbaim? Or again, or is it Kometz Echad B'Shacharit or Kometz Echad Ben Arbaim? Okay, so now we have all these questions. So now we're going to try to answer a little bit. Amar Rabbi Yosa, he says you can answer at least Rabbi Chizkiah's thing with the Shnei Kumtzin. And what's the answer? Here again, we'll go to the gears of the Taklin Kadatin. There's different gears here. So Klum, Lamdu, Ledin, Kometz, Lomi, again, some of the gears of Minchas Chotev. Here's the gears, you look in the Taklin Kadatin, Lechem Apani. So we're going to learn it from where do we know the Din Bichlal, that the Kohen Gadol has to bring the Luke Shemin from the Kometz, excuse me, the Levona. How do we know that we bring the Levona? Where do we learn it from? We learn it from the Lechem Apani. And what does it say there? Ma lahalan shnei kumtzin. There, again, Taklakadin learned at least you have to bring the Levona, it's Makev, it has to be at least two kumtzin. So Afkan, also here, shnei kumtzin. And therefore here, we're learning it from there, so it can't be more chamer than it. And then we're just going to also just bring two, again, therefore one in the morning, one in the evening, not two and two. Just one in the morning, one in the evening, which is the minimal of the Lechem Apani. Okay, Amar Rabbi Chizkiya. Now he's going to give an answer himself on what Rabbi Yochanan said. And that is, where do we learn that back to the Lok Shemin, right? How much do you bring? So where do we learn the din of the Lok Shemin? You have to bring three lugim. Lo mi tamid shel ben arba'im, isn't it from tamid ben arba'im? As it says over there, asiri saifa solas mincha tamid. That says by the minchas chavit, and it says tamid. And they learn therefore the same din harehi k'minchas tamid. We learn it like the korban tamid. And therefore mala halan shlosha lugin. So afkan shlosha lugin, meaning for each isar. So then the gemara is dochan that says no. And even there in itself, it wasn't clear to Rabbi Yochanan, he had a shaila there itself by the Korban of Tami, that let's say a person doesn't bring the Luk Shemin, and he doesn't bring in the morning, the Korban, in the morning, the Mincha. So then what happens in the evening? So you have to bring twice. So there itself, he has the shaila, whether you have to bring three Lugim, right, for each Isarim, or not, or maybe it's just enough one. He has this exact same shayla by the tummy. You're like, oh, let's learn from the tummy. In the tummy itself, he has the same shayla. So it's not going to help us any. Okay, we said in the Mishnah that the gabay, the para, that you're not, the takana was, the Tanai Basin, that you're not moel from the afer of the para duah. Rav Shmuel bar Nachman, b'shem Rav Yonasan, he said, from the Mishnah, what do we see? Shevedina ya sheimeluba, or medayik, that the fact that the Meida is this gzera, this takana, that you're not more, mashal the pasht says you would be more. Behein gzera, and they made a takana shelo yimaluba. Fine. I said, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman says, but that's not so good. Why? Vahatani, we have a brisa that says, legabe the paraduma, it says over there, lemeini da chatasi. And they darshan out chatas milamed shemolimba, like other korbanas chatas. Okay, but they learn out from that dafka it ba moalin, but vein moalin ba beafra, that you're not moal by the afer paraduma. So in other words, it's the Torah. The Torah tells us that you're not moal from the afer. So what's the chat in the takanas based in that you're not moal from the afer? It's that the Torah tells us. I'm Rabbi Yabau. So he says, no, really, it's just like this. That you're not Moah. Like we learned, the Torah tells us you're not Moah. So what was the Takana? But what happened was, since people knew that they're not Moah, but the Afer, so they were taking it to the extreme. The people, how you, Mishtakshikin, they used to, be Menzalzel in it. They used to take it, they used to put it on their wounds, and used to cure their wounds and stuff. Did you ever use it in your mezuzah? One thing, okay, you're not moel, doesn't mean you can just use it for whatever. But people are using it for that. So the chachamim then for made a gezerah, gazru shimaluba. Special gezerah that you're gonna, the person that uses is moel. I mean the rabbana. But then they saw, after a time, the kevan she nigderu, that people weren't, were staying away. They were good, they were not using it. So they said, fine. And gazru shalo yimaluba. So that was that's our Mishnah. The takana, when our Mishnah was, the red basically put it back in the way it used to be in the Torah. In the Torah, you're not moral, but then they had to make gezerah to stop people from using it improperly. And then now our gezerah in our Mishnah or takana was that it can go back to the original din that was in the Torah, that shalom yamaluba. Okay, we said in our Mishnah valakinin, we spoke about the kinin that were psulos, that where does the money come to pay for it? And so Rabbi Yossi had said that, if you remember, that it's the sapak, right, the supplier, he has to supply the psulos. Okay. So now, the Gemara asked the following. We said earlier on, in Halacha Aleph, that, let's say, money is found between mechza lemechza, between the kupa of the kinim and the kupa of the gozli ola. Okay, in between. So where does the money go if it's 50-50? It's right in the middle. So yiplu le gozli ola. Okay, that it goes to gozli ola. Because the kinim is one chatas, one ola, whereas the ola is kulo ola. Okay, so remarkably it goes to the, ola. Now, on that, we're going, the Gemara is asking now. However, what about this poor woman? Haisha Zos. She bought the money, she put it in the ken, and, for her ken, and it got lost, it got basically messed up, and it ended up between these two kupas. The Mahim is Kapera. So very nice. We're saying, okay, we'll put the money in the Gozliola. That's very nice. But let's say this was the money from a woman. And she needs this money to be used for her Ken, to have a Kapara. So, the Mahim is Kapera. Well, how is she going to have a Kapara? I'm Rabbi Yitzhak, tonight based in who? That what? Hamisapek as a Kinim. Who misapek as a Psulos ve es ha'ov those? So the tonight basin was not only that the sapak, the supply of the supply for the psulos, the birds that they found paso, he also has a supply for these in these situations where the money was found 50-50, and we put the money in the gozleola, but he has to give us extra birds for this woman that she'll have her kapar, just in case it, we don't know, but in case it came from the woman, just in case it came from the woman, he has to supply extra for that as well. And that's that. Hadron Allah Perek Mos Shanim Tzu Blinu. Okay, now we start the new Perek. Mishnah. Halach Allah. Kol Aroki Nanimtsim Yushalayim Torin. All saliva that is found in Yushalayim is Tahor. Meaning, we're not choshesh that it came from a Zava or a Zava, because the rok of a Zava Zava is a Navatuma. And why? Because we go after the robe, and we assume that most people in Yushalayim are Tahorim. Most, and therefore we don't have to be choshed about the rope. Except chutz mishal shukelion. Except for the shukelion, because there's a lot of goyim. And the Gemara is going to talk about. And the chachamim, where goes there on goyim, that there should be, the Gemara Nida says that like zavim lechol divrayim. They're considered like zavim, the goyim. That's takanas chachamim. So therefore we have to deal with their rock as if it's like a rock of a zav. And that's only in the shukelion where there's goyim, a lot of goyim. That's all divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Bishar, Kol Yumas Hashana, during the rest of the year, then the spit that we find, Shebe Emta, in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim, that's Tmeim. And the Rok, that's in Shebe Tzadim, that's on the side of the Rishus HaRabim, is Tahorim. Right? Meaning, that during the rest of the year, sorry, with the Shana, the Emsa, we said is Tame. Because during the rest of the year, a number of people are Tame, and they're walking in the middle of the road. And then the people that are Tar want to be careful that they don't want to come in contact with these Tameim, so they walk on the side of the road. And therefore, if you find spit in the middle of the road, so that's where the Tameim walk, so then you have to worry that it's Choshet, that it's Tame. And if you're walking on the side of the road, so that's where the tar people walk, so then the rook that you find there is okay. That's during the rest of the year, when there's a lot of people that are still tummy. But, b'shasa regel, when there's not so many zavim and zavos, because most people are metar themselves for the regel, Therefore, it's the opposite. And who's walking in the middle of the road? Most people, which are not tame. And therefore, be'emtza, the middle to horim, the rock that you find there is tar, because from these tar people, and shebet stadim, the rock that is found on the side, where the tame people walk, the minority, that rock has to be choshet at its tame, its main. Ibnei shema'utim yisalkin, like let's study, like we said, because during the regal, most are tar, and it's the miut that is tame, and they're the ones that are on the side, and therefore the rock on the side is what's tame. Okay, next. It says in the Mishnah, Kol HaKelim Shnimtziim B'Yerushalayim. And let's say we don't know if the Kelim are Tar or Tame. So it depends. B'derech Yirida L'Beit HaTfilah. If you find it on the steps going down to the Mikvah, then you have to be told Shetmeim. Right? Logic. That the, why is it on the steps going down? If some person was taking the Kli to Toivel and it fell out or whatever in his pocket, and it's on the steps going down, so Mestame, it's still Tame. However, B'derech Ahaliyah, the ones going up the stairs, you know, they had stairs going up and down. So the stairs going up out of the mikvah, Torin, you can be told that's Torin, because it probably came from somebody coming out of the mikvah. As it says, Shalok Yiridasan Aliyasan, because they had separate staircases going up and down. Separate ones for people going down. So that was so that people shouldn't come in contact with each other. You know, the Tamei Natar. That's why they would make sure to have separate staircases. Very good, and therefore this din applies. Divei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kulam Tahorim. He says, no, all Kalim that are found is in Yerushalayim Natar. They were not goes there on the Safek, Tuma, whatever, it's okay. Chutz, I mean, the only exception is to these Kalim. Chutz min Asal. This is a kli that they would gather the bones of dead people in. In the Magrefa, that's a kli that they would like rake up the bones of the mate that were like spread out. And the Merita is the kli that was used for digging a kever. So, for obvious reasons, like these kelim are amyuchadim lakfaros, the Mishnah says, they're used for faros, and therefore dead things, so therefore that's why those are tame. If you find these things around, you know, muksak, that they're probably tame. But any other kelim are okay. We don't have to chichoshet their tame. Next, last inyan in the Mishnah, saki. We have there's two types of knives we're going to be talking about now. One's a sakin, which is basically a shchita knife, miyuchad for shchita. And then there's another one that's going to see in a minute called a kofit, which is like a meat, a little stick, what do you know? Cleaver, right. So that can be also used for shchita, but it's mainly used for cutting bones, like the heavy work. Okay, so first we're talking about the sakin. If you find the shchita knife, shnimtzet, in Yerushalayim we're talking about, when? Bar Basar. Okay, on the 14th of Nisan. And you can shochet bamiyad. You can right away use it, meaning we don't have to be choshesh that maybe it's tameh. Why? That since this is basically, it's a shchita knife, so mistama, the bailim who had this knife, wanted to use it for shchita. And if they want it for Shechita, when Shechita, we're talking about on the 14th, it's today, the 14th, that's when you shech the Korban Pesach. So the Bailim, even if it was, let's say, Tameh, we can assume they already toiled the day before on the 13th, because you need Harav Shemesh, you need the nightfall in order to be Tar. So it's too late if they're going to wait for nightfall today on the 14th, it's going to be too late for the Korban Pesach. So they had to have toiled it yesterday on the 13th, so they had nightfall, and therefore if you find it on the 14th, you can assume that the knife is Tar. Therefore, if you found it on the 13th, though, on the 13th of Nisan, now you got a problem, because maybe they haven't toiled it yet. And therefore, shone umatpil, right? Because they don't need it yet, they need it tomorrow on the 14th, so maybe they're going to toile it a few minutes before Shkia, you know, and still okay, you still have hair of Shemesh. So if you find it on the 13th in the morning, it's you can't. It could be that the Bailim lost it, Bailim who had intended to toile this knife before nightfall. And then they'll have Erev Shemesh, and it'll be ready for tomorrow. So therefore, just in case that's the case, you have to be safe, and you have to toivel. It's a fake. Well, I didn't say he found Rishu Zerubim, did it? Then he found it. Didn't say exactly.
Well, everybody is going there in that place. Right? If it's passing by there, it would have been found. Otherwise, Gufa Nidalit, we should be cautious that maybe he dropped it a few days ago.
Obviously, it would have been found. Why? Because it's just wrong. It's in a place where everybody's going. Okay. It could be. It could be that it's just it's a chashash. Right? Which it didn't say over here, Tameh, Tahor. And it says that you may show no mat bill, you know, if they play it safe. It's not, I don't know if it's like, if it's a vada, it's a vada. Sure. Okay, now we move on to the kofi, which is the big knife. Okay, that it's not miyuchad. It can be used for shechita, not miyuchad. It's mostly used, we said, for cutting bones and things like that. So because of that, bezeh bezeh, the kofi is bezeh bezeh, whether you find it on the 13th or the 14th, you said show no mat bill. Why? Because since it's used for cutting bones, and you're not allowed to cut bones of the Korban Pesach, so Mistama, the knife was what? It's for cutting other Korbanos, whatever, for Yontov, which is on the 15th. So if that's the case, even if you find it on the 14th, you can have to assume that maybe the owner, it was Tameh, and the owner said, Beseder, I'll toivel it before, I don't need it today on the 14th, I need it for tomorrow, the 15th. So I'll toivel it today again, just before Shkia, and have night fun. It'll be good for me for the 15th. And therefore, if you, even if you find on the 14th, you have to show no matbil, because maybe it was not yet toivel, even if it was on the 14th even. Okay, now that's that. Now, what about Chalar Basar Alios B'Shabbat? Let's say you found this kofit. Again, it could be used for Shkita. It was found on the 14th, but the 14th was Shabbat. The shochet b'miyad. So now you can shochet right away with it. If you again, that's as we see from here, the kofit could be used for shechita. So as the Mishnah says, shochet b'miyad. And why is that the case? Because if it's Shabbos, you're not allowed to toivel on Shabbos, right? Because it's near a kimisakin mana, the gzera, and therefore a person that wanted this knife, he can't get even if he wants it for the you know for the for cutting the bones or whatever on the 15th. Very nice, but you can't toivel late at the end of the day of the 14th, like we said before, because the 14th is Shabbos, so therefore, it must have been taken care of before Shabbos, on the 13th, and therefore, you can find it on the 14th, even a kofis, you can shecht right away. And, b'chamishasar, if you found it on the 15th itself, then shochet, of course, miyad, because, again, now it's yontov, so you have to assume that everything was taken care of before yontov, and the knife is it was tar, no problem, you can use it on the 15th. And lastly, nimtza, if the kofis was found, though kshur alasakin, hare hi kasakin. If it was attached to it, the bilim attached to two knives, so then you can go lakula. And that was the din of the, on the 14th we said, if you find a knife, you can use it right away, because since it's used for shechita, so then the bilim mistama took care of it the day before. And the kofis, even though normally it's different, but since it's attached to the knife, you can say it can keep this, it has the same din as a knife, and you can even use the kofis itself.
The
din deraisa was
the having of the gemara
with the afer.
The din have a shemalusha. The hengaz shelo yimalusha. And then we have the question: I brought on chaz b'amish tomorrow and blah. But what's the having of the gemara that they were hengaz shelo yimalusha? How can you make a gzeira to take away a din deraisa?
That's going on the afer, right? So we're saying right. So we said the opposite.
It was the matkon, that was the matkon.
No. You know, the Havamina was, it starts off that the Torah says that you're not.
But you are.
No, that you're not. The Afer, it says Chatas, it's after the thing, and not the Afer. You're not, and then, but then the people were Mazalzil, and they were...
That was the matkon.
No, it starts the Raisa. Start up the Raisa, and they were not Ma. The people were using it. They were Mezalzel in it. So then the Chachami made a Gezerah that you are Ma.
Right.
That you are. That they
that's the Matkana, but. That's the Matkana for the Ma. But the Havim, the Gemara didn't have that. The Gemara says, the Gemara's Havim, you know, was the Ben who said Yimuza. And he does show Yimuza. And then the Gemara asked the question, I go, Tony, Chata, Malama, Shemoyel, and Ba.
Yeah, but once I need to come to me, it's not And the Gemara Moilim Dein Moilim Bafa.
The Gemara was
that the Etim is the Din Doraisa of Meila, and they were busy, they shouldn't be Moilim. That's the Hamin of the Gemara. So how could you have that happen? You know, that the Rabbanan take away a Din Doraisa?
Oh, you're asking the Havim.
I thought Rabbanan take away Din Doraisa.
I've never had him in
Doraisa.
Yeah.
How can Rabbanan, how do you find that Rabbanan take away a Din Doraisa? If they're over Me'ila, then Rabbanan say, oh, you're not over Me'ila. And also, this kasha, the Isha, the Gemara asked the kasha, the Mehi Mitzchaperes, by over there, where it was found in between the two, between the two pushkas.
Yeah.
If it was Karev, the other one. What's been the reason why?
It was in the middle.
Oh, it was going by in the case, yeah, in the middle. Or Karev? Yeah.
No, in the middle. It was in Mechtelmet, so then what do you do? Then you go to the, you put it in the Ola.
Mechtelmet,
Yeah, you go to Chum, you put in the Ola, because the Kinin is Tatat and Ola, that's not as Mach, as Chum, or as the Nidmasol, she put in the
Ola. Only in the Ola. So then how is she Mechubah?
Yeah, she's really supposed to be.
I think my ask that over there. I don't remember.